This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Michael Burke, Clinical Director of Psychiatric Oncology at Emory Winship Cancer Institute, discusses the emotional and psychological side of cancer. Burke has conducted studies focused on the effects of the disease's emotional burden on patients and families, and whether easing that burden can improve patients' treatment and coping skills. He and his colleagues offer a collaborative approach toward therapies for the emotional, psychological, and physical symptoms associated with cancer and its treatment. I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Only relatively recently has the emotional well-being of cancer patients been given serious consideration by physicians and patients alike. Michael Burke explains how patients' emotions affect their treatment and prognosis, even from the moment they learn that they have the disease.
Patients have this absolutely clear recollection of when they were diagnosed with cancer. If bad news is delivered well, often they can be prepared, be ready, know that there's going to be some work with them versus the shock of a badly delivered diagnosis.
Burke says patients have a wide range of reactions when told they have cancer. Those reactions affect the way Burke and his colleagues help patients cope with the diagnosis and the treatment.
After that initial shock, some people are desperate to get information. There's another set of folks that they just go into shock, they go into shutdown. So I explore their present social situation. What kind of support do they have? Is it healthy support? Is it not healthy support? Do they have a past history of psychiatric disease? Do they have a past history of highly stressful situations or people that are close to them that have died of cancer or survived cancer? And then I explore health behaviors. Are you staying with your schedule? Are you exercising? Are you increasing or decreasing your smoking, drinking, drug use, these kinds of things? And that interaction between their health behaviors, their present emotional state, their past emotional state, the stage of their disease, and the milieu that their disease is in is at least how I start to evaluate the person.
And it's that milieu, says Burke, which affects the whole person as well as those around him.
I think that one of the things that is important is recognizing that cancer is a disease that has an effect that's greater than just the one organ that's affecting. That cancer affects a person and a family. That we make sure that we understand that a person has the cancer, and we're not just fixing that organ and making it better.
Knowing how to help people feel better emotionally and physically, says Burke, depends greatly on what stage of the disease they're in.
If I have somebody in the early stages, one of the things that we try to do is just get them through the shock, get them through the difficulty, get them back to functioning, let them see that it's acceptable to do things in a different way, deal with depression, anxiety, and other things. Somebody who's in the middle treatments, we often are looking at, how do you deal with sustained stress? And I have to look at the level of their emotion compared to the stage of their illness. There's normal distress. There's having difficulty adjusting, but not having a full-blown psychiatric disorder. And then there are people who get depressed.
Yet studies have found that depression is often overlooked in patients with cancer.
Oncologists and the oncology nurses often missed depression. But more importantly is the more severe it was, the more likely they were to miss it. The more depressed you get, the less you complain, the quieter you are. And you're really not complaining because it doesn't matter.
But it does matter, says Burke. Depression brings into play physical manifestations that harm the body as a whole and can even affect how well patients cope with the cancer and treatment.
There's a perfect storm when it comes to depression for cancer, because some of that perfect storm is the idea that inflammatory reaction from the body can have an effect on the brain. Well, you get things that change memory, concentration, emotion, irritability, and aggression. Nobody's shocked if you get asthma in Shanghai, that the environment interacts with the lungs. Nobody's shocked if you get a kidney stone in the iced tea belt. But everybody's shocked if you have a stressful environment that interacts with your brain.
With talk therapy, antidepressants, or a combination of both, Burke has seen patients' quality of life improve, even those patients who know they're going to die.
the antidepressants have helped their brain to return to reasonable functioning, and they are now feeling better, even in light of their difficult situation. I don't have a cure for cancer, but I can improve the quality of life. And that's sort of what I see my job is improving the quality of the life.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.